Those people are very old, developed, and intelligent, with an excellent relationship with the other breeds. Two of these breeds have small colonies on Mars, in your solar system. alien_mini_humanoid_autopsia.jpg, question, among the members of Community Galactica there are some carnivorous beings? I refer to so-called reptilians. Yes, there are many races who consume animal protein processed as you. They have many planets in the early stage of development with many breeds of primitive animals for consumption. The reptilians are actually about 20 subspecies. Coincidentally, the race that I mentioned being in contact with some of your governments is one of those. They are not bad but take many wrong decisions by momentary interests. It is a race that has evolved to the point of being able to join the Community Galactica and from the gained access to technologies that did not have before to space travel. They have caused problems since. Video 04, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a Video 4A, September 22, 2010. Question, you could not stop them, if you wished? Look, we do not take the initiative to interfere, only manage the consequences, which are communicated to the Community Galactica, and we then take action when an intervention is imperative. Races are sovereign, and the Earth is not yet part of the community, therefore we cannot even manage any intervention. Question, we actually have on our moon a great mother ship that was photographed by our probes, and the ruins of cities of ancient civilizations. Is this some story, or not? A long, long time ago, there were settlements on the moon of various races. The Earth has a diversity of life that few thousands of planets in the universe have, due to the large quantity of water. Few planets are in a temperature zone that is feasible with great amount of free water in nature. Several races have fought for control of the Earth, and in those ancient times, there was not a Community Galactica to impose any rules. There, Community Galactica has existed for only 11 million years. This is a very short period of time in terms of the universe. The struggles for control of planets happened before. The moon was the scene of several battles, and there were many large transport ships and small attack ships killed, as well as facilities left in ruins on its surface. There are also huge underground facilities on the moon, some abandoned, but still in very good condition, and others in full operation. This is part of the moon history. But in time, you will know everything because the moon will be around for many millennia, we hope. Question, let's move on to another more mild curiosity I have. Are you guys making the crop circles? The drawings in plantations are mostly gifts made by tourist ships. Sometimes the ship becomes invisible in the vicinity to observe the human reaction to the cartoons. They shoot and take a souvenir. Some pictures show the knowledge they have of the past of planet Earth. Since the first tribes of humans, there has been tourism on the planet Earth. If you listen, there are designs with characteristics of various cultures that already existed here. Others are representative of their own regions of the universe or of their own cultures. They are left literally as gifts. A magnetic beam is used to momentarily increase the magnetic force of gravity at ground level and therefore, in a sense, throws the design plans down by the weight of the beams going through. Nothing touches them, it is only the magnetic effect. Question, do you believe we're already advanced enough to be part of the Community Galactica? Not yet. Well, some of you are very interesting, very smart, friendly, capable of absorbing high technology with good intentions, but much of the Earth humans are still arrears and bellicose. In the new era, some contacts can begin to arrange you guys as a community and finally move to live with. Question, have you have followed our explorations of outer space, going to the moon, probes to Mars and to the outer solar system? Yes. You are crawling. You are fond of exploding devices as they have done repeatedly on the moon, even though there is plenty of activity. That is disrespectful, and your governments are forbidden to build any kind of base there. With respect to Mars, your governments already know of the existence of several cities and have already taken lots of pictures and movies. You also are forbidden to even construct any kind of base on the surface. The civilization of Earth, as it is today, is not welcome on any celestial body where there is activity of other races. From this new Earth era, at some point this century, having joined the Community Galactica, the new Earth community will be formed and will have full participation in activities outside the planet. Question: is there any way to contact you to talk more regularly? There is no way to communicate because our technologies are not compatible. Also, EATMM not sure how long the mission is for our ship to be around here. Question: what exactly are you doing here? We are monitoring local conditions and are to catalog information about human communities of the region, recording seismic activity, observing the drilling of a very unstable layer, between 2,000 and 7,000 feet deep, that your government is doing in the pre-salt zone of the ocean. If the worst happens, we have to analyze and communicate the consequences. As our ship is powered by magnetism, it can travel in space, atmosphere, or underwater with the speed limits which provides the means, with or without external pressure. Question: okay, God save us. Speaking of God, do you believe in a creator God of the universe? Well, is the meaning of God harmony, wellness, living in safe places and being totally at ease with life and the next? If so, I believe, since our goal in the Community Galactica is that we check all that are far from equilibrium, that is to get close to God. We can all be small parts of a greater God, carving the universe, for all will one day find their own paradise. Question: changing the subject, your medicine must be very developed. It is possible to cure diseases of humans on Earth with this equipment? Yes, if reprogrammed. Our systems of organic fitness, as we call them, are very advanced. Using your own cells, it can rebuild organs and tissues very quickly. Genetic research is also very advanced. We have signatures of all breeds known by the Community Galactica. When a problem occurs, it can be done in a few minutes, decontamination of any individual who needs it. Asked if I could make an appointment, and he smiled. Question: I wish I had something to show people that usually do not believe what is written only, if you understand me. Could you give me one more thing that I could use to convince more people about anything we say? I cannot interfere directly. Talking is a way to make others think without interfering physically. Words meant that we could understand us well. Do not underestimate the word, for when the student is ready, the teacher appears. When a person reads it, thinks. When he thinks, it opens the mind to reach its own conclusions. That's what defines being ready. People may doubt the things we said to have some other reference on the subject. Matters discussed generate conclusions, and time takes care of showing the correct events. Video 05, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 5, A September 27, 2010. Question: we have news of spacecraft that are approaching the Earth to stand on the major cities next month, coming from the Pleiades. Is this true? We are from the Andromeda Galaxy, which is 2.9 million light years from the Milky Way, as you call your galaxy. We are very interested in the Milky Way as we unite to be one big galaxy in the near future. Our planet has not yet been cataloged by your scientists due to the distance and the position. The Pleiades are very close to Earth, only 440 light years. There is a great civilization, and the principle that lives on a planet you call Alderaan. They are an excellent and advanced society and are actually engaged in the survival of several hominoid colonies, including the Earth. They can get here in a few hours inland, with a fleet. Some of their spacecraft are within the limits of your solar system these days doing some operations. I do not know if they will come here, only if they had any particular order for now to interfere with the Earth. I'll try to check it out. They were responsible for imposing law and order situations in various battles fought by ancient civilizations from different planets. But if they come here, they will stay quiet until it is time to help in the process of purging. We'll all be here probably. After the Earth, we have two more planets moving from stage to assist. Question: if any of our governments try to attack you, how do you think they might react? No chance. If they tried to attack anyone, it will have no effect. Not even your primitive atomic weapons. But this will not happen. Your governments have been advised by reptilians that are working with them in preparing for the changes. An elite of your governments made an agreement, which will not be long-lasting, with the reptilians. This breed comes from the galaxy that you call NGC 300 and also from a colony in the Milky Way. They intend to use the Earth together with humans. An elite group of humans would be responsible for mastering and maintaining full control over all citizen human remnants. But there is no room for the two civilizations on the planet. Vast majority of humans would have to be considered disposable and would be eliminated according to their plans. Your current governments have been preparing for this for 20 years. The reptilians have already tried to implement it for nearly 70 years without success. You see, they are not bad, but they sometimes use unorthodox methods to get what they need. They are in trouble in some colonies that are allocated on depleted planets and have nowhere to be transferred. The Earth has an extremely nice ambience to them, and they will do everything to come here. They are using the greedy leaders of your own civilizations to solve the problem of excess humans on the planet. If you live in a just society, this would never happen. Question: The Community Galactica will not do anything to prevent the extermination of humans? Look, the reptilians and their partnered human rulers expect natural disasters to eliminate many humans, but if genocide happens without control, our community will take appropriate action. The Pleiadians have had other frictions with the reptilians on other occasions. One aspect of my mission here is to monitor possible sabotage in vulnerable spots on the planet set to cause disaster that might be considered natural. Question: Steve, a friend of mine, wonders if you could not appear in an interview, filmed or not, to talk about all that you have told us. Is there any chance? It's not for me to alert your population. I wish it were that easy, Steve. This can only happen when we receive legal authority to directly contact. In a very short time, your populations will be aware that we are here, from Pleiades, Andromeda, or a moon of Aldebaran, which is close to 72 light-years away. All use the portals of transport of the Community Galactica. Regardless of the different distances, all arrive about the same time when we travel through the portals of transport. All these communities want to help. You know, the only thing I can do is to have our sporadic meetings when I have some time to talk. I never know when they will call me back. I know you've noticed a small light flashing on my wrist when I'm leaving because this is the signal to isolate myself and be teleported. Question: A. Mike, another friend, asks if you could provide guidance to physicians to assist in researches of our illnesses like AIDS, cancer, among many others. I think this would be greatly welcomed by all humans on Earth. Mike, your illnesses are a symptom of the poisoning of your bodies from products that you produce and consume yourself. The lust for profits means that the industries of the Earth are using the means of production and conservation that are not salubrious for the human body in the long term. Other diseases were spread by your own rulers consciously. Other sectors already have adequate treatment, but they are denied by the interest in chemical industries, worried in maintaining these diseases by commercial interests. You should address the sources of those problems and not the consequences. In the case of the consequences, yes, our technology could eliminate completely, we but still cannot interact with Earthlings. Soon it will be possible. Question: A. Carlos, another friend, asks for me to ask you if there might be some sort of person exchange between our planets for integration in the Community Galactica and the criterion for being one of the chosen, IQ, health, age. Carlos, after the beginning of a relationship, I believe it would be a good idea for some kind of person exchange. Of course this would require preparation both physically and psychologically of travelers. Depending on the area of interest, interchange IQ would be important, but health and age would not interfere because physical problems and cell restoration we can solve. In the event of your illnesses, we have no problems. Pernicious microorganisms attack your bodies because your organic system of defense is still stimulated from outside to inside. Procedures exist to make your immune system to be proactive. It starts to predict in advance mutation of any possible aggressor attempting to cheat the system. From then on, the system always wins. Question: have you or any other crew member eaten something here on the planet? Fruits, vegetables? Yes, some processed fluids of some fruits. You have many tasty things here. But one of my favorite things here is the honey made by bees. We analyzed it, and it is a nutritious product that is chemically fantastic. Remember those little beings you asked about the other day? Well, they come here regularly from the colony on Mars only to collect honey in your forests, and from there, send to other colonies that they have on other planets. I'm sure you could not imagine your honey is used across the galaxy. Question. Mithy, Raoul, another friend, read about the moon in our previous interviews, and would like to know what caused the moon to stop its rotation and show only one face to Earth all the time? Your moon is one of the largest, in proportion to the planet Mother, I know. Moon never had rotation. It was formed with a piece of magma, from the planet itself, during a collision with a large asteroid, during the crust formation. All this material was in orbit around Earth, and it was bundled to form the moon. The strength of Earth's gravity attracted a lot of liquid iron ore to the side facing the planet, when it was grouped, making its core off center. The moon would not rotate even if it wished because it always would stop in the same position due to the off-center iron nucleus. Question: well, back to the end of the world. If I die in that case, what can I expect next? Interesting question. You immediately become aware of a dimension still within the aura of your home planet. The you find organizations that will instruct on further steps. It's like a big station where you will stay until your departure to a new and improved location. There are portals of frequency for the local transfer determined by your era, all very nice, and there is psychological help for those who are having a disorder caused by ignorance of the process. The portals of the planets are administered by the Blue Beings race. We do not really know their origin as they are extremely old and live in the auras of all the planets that support life. Their society is too advanced by our standards. You will see throughout your development that no matter how much more developed a race is, it still knows little about the universal context. Even being very advanced in relation to you, we're still crawling with respect to the truths of the universe. So do not worry, someone already worried about everything, and you are only an integral part of something much larger. Remember, nothing in the universe disappears, everything moves to another stage. Question: how do you think the Earth transition will start? What will happen first? This is a question I cannot answer because there are many variables. Your society is very vulnerable on this planet. All your transportation, technology, economics, and communications are based on your recent achievements, not a solid basis. If your satellites are disposed of, it is enough to initiate complete chaos. Your society would recede many decades overnight. A simple magnetic disturbance that is generated by a solar flare or a small variation in gravity caused by a reversal of polarity would cause everything in orbit to be launched into space at the same time. You see, your planet is growing in diameter a little every year. The reason is that the entire volcanic mass that is expelled by its crust is under great pressure and therefore low volume. When this material is exposed, it is at least 3 times its original volume. This causes the crust to increase as a whole and also decreases the internal pressure. This is the why the moon is an inch away from Earth each year. It is this change in the Earth's size where it will grow a little faster during a brief period of time, which causes the moon to walk away quickly to the point of equilibrium in a set. This may be enough to disrupt the orbits of all your satellites. Besides this detail, a rapid increase in crust produces side effects such as earthquakes, tsunamis, atmospheric instability, which also causes the collapse of all activities of your society for a long period of adaptation. The celestial bodies that will pass through the solar system in these coming months will also have a major impact on this balance between other planets in the system. Another variable in this equation is what governments and extremists want to do to accelerate the depopulation of entire regions, a variable totally unpredictable to us. So, this is a question that I cannot answer at any time. Video 06, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 6A, September 30, 2010. Question. Mithy, few people are reading these R words. I'd like to do more, but I do not know how. My friend, I can clarify your doubts at least, and this is something that I can remember having done on my own initiative. But the questions of your friends reveal that more people are involved, and that makes me very happy. My mission will not last long, but whenever I can, I come up here in my spare time. The Earth is an amazing place. Question. It has a lot to do with my own planet, so I do not know if you rent a spaceship, even an economic model. I know the limitations, and I'm sorry for making you feel that way, but over time, you can use technology to learn about more places than you think. I myself, if I add up all the places I know, they would fit within a grain of sand in the universe. Question. I wonder if you ever saw a 4,000-year-old building that exists near the home of my friend, Mike. I showed a picture of Stonehenge. As it was probably built by our cavemen, why and for what purpose? Do you know anything about it? These rocks are heavy and far from the site of origin. This construction could be one of several landing sites of ancient spaceships, made to isolate the heavy ships of the soil so that the anti-gravity field on takeoff took effect more effectively. It's a tourist point of your planet. A long time ago, the spacecrafts used a magnetic field system that carried the whole fuselage bottom. This made it to be slow during takeoff, consume much power, and cause problems by burning almost everything nearby. To minimize this grounding effect, they built a place to park there. Spacecraft. The human tribes, not understanding what was happening, saw them as gods from the sky. To build that, the rocks in these kinds of sites were brought to the location by levitation and placed upright after the local tribes dug places, according to what was requested and designed by the gods. The gods gave special tools, so they nick the fittings, and everything was assembled. This race of large humanoids averaged 12 feet tall but no longer exists here. They had problems with another ancient race and were driven out of your solar system. Now that place is a symbol of that race. This same system of construction was used several times by aliens for the ancient civilizations in Egypt, in the Orient, and in the Americas. Question. Do you know a race of aliens called Sitters which is in contact with humans and can walk through walls transmuting its physical dimension? No, not with that name and not with those characteristics. We do not alternate dimensions, we live in the same dimension as you humanoids on Earth. The only beings who know how to live in another dimension are the blue beings. They transcend our reality. They are a more evolved race. There must be many races like theirs in the universe, but by how they interact with our dimension, we really only knows that they exist. In the Community Galactica there is no race that can simply walk through walls. Question. Mithy, a friend asks you, what can you say about ghosts? Spirits that communicate with the living? Well, spirits are you when you go to the Earth's or a blue being's community, that is, you are awaiting transfer back to this dimension again. The human capacity to communicate with spirits of their own race are through what you call mediums, right? There are two extremes. In the first case, these human spirits are in the aura of the planet, but they are still very attached to the incarnation recently closed. Its frequency is still in disarray and hangs out in the lower zone of the aura until rescued by the blue beings, or the second case, are already there in the community and are able to convey thoughts to someone with the same frequency tuning here on Earth. This is actually very rare. There is more chance of a mechanical control of the mind of the correspondent medium on Earth, who could possibly write texts and messages dictated. Talking and body language usage is almost impossible. Moving objects between dimensions are something totally impossible. When you return from the dimension of the aura, you forget everything that happened there and also what happened before you moved there. Because those memories are in another dimension. You only bring back with you the characteristics of what you had achieved in development at your previous incarnation. This is printed on your gene. And your descendants will inherit your progress, as will a more advanced generation to come. When you die and return to the dimension of the planet Sora, you will remember it all again because you will be returning to that specific dimension where all your memories are. Question: changing subject, there are many sightings of ships around airports and cities in general. Where are all these ships, in addition to yours, of course? Look, there are many ships that pass through here, as tourists or to collect water, minerals, plants, and animals. We have no control over this movement. No races require authorization to circulate in a region that is not regulated by Community Galactica. As I mentioned before, there are over 50 breeds circulating around here. The breed most worrisome of these is the reptilians being in direct contact with your key leaders. The others do not come into direct contact, only by accident or by mistake sometimes. Question: since the reptilians are working with governments on Earth, does this mean that some of these spacecraft can be built right here with technology transferred by them? No, they cannot pass on these technologies because they do not belong to them. Technologies are provided by the Community Galactica, and if they do, they will be penalized. The community is the only source handler and producer of anti-carbon units, the fuel used by this technology. The reptilians do not produce nearly anything. Everything is negotiated in exchange for raw materials. It is impossible to produce these ships here on Earth, and the only way would be to cede their own fleet ships to be used by Earthling governments associated with them. They certainly would not risk that with Earthlings. But that does not prevent them from transferring older technologies, which are still far ahead of what you have now. These old technologies did not use the current fuel, so it is possible for the construction of less advanced spacecrafts, but they can be used for travel within your solar system with ease. The reptilians have scrapped many old spacecraft on their planets. There has been much movement on the lunar base of reptilians this last year. This is a subject which I'll comment with my crew. Question: as an engineer here on Earth, I have to ask this question: how does this old technology work? How is it based? The old propulsion technologies also used magnetism for navigation. The difference lies in the ability, capacity and maneuverability. They used the potential difference in the fuselage, top and bottom, of the magnetic fields to navigate. They had four field coils in the upper quadrants and four in the lower quadrants. These high-flow coils were energized by a generation system type perpetual motion which was fired all the time, like a gyroscope with constant rotation. This in turn was powered by a chemistry battery of high capacity lasting up to 10 years of use in Earth time. They had different sizes depending on the size and weight of the spacecraft. The spacecrafts now use a system of directed magnetic beams, no longer needing a magnetic field, so less grounding problems upon takeoff, and anti-carbon units last as long as the ship lasts. Anti-carbon units are extremely powerful. The way they are produced can only be used as propulsion units. Its encapsulation and isolation are invulnerable and is an expertise held only by the Community Galactica. If one could be opened, it could destroy an entire planet within minutes as a black hole. The power they can generate is almost unlimited, to supply a small or huge spaceship. Video 07, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 7A October 03, 2010. Question. Mythi, a friend asks, as your ships become invisible, where is the technology used for this? Invisibility is a simple trick. Invisibility is a relative state of the ability of the observer's vision. There are two technologies for this. In the case of humans, their vision is limited to a narrow range of frequencies of light. Our ships can generate a field of plasmid luminescence, which, like your infrared frequency, is not detected by the human eye. The other technology is an energy field that creates the transference of light, a beam of photons that focuses on one side of the ship that is then transferred to the same spatial coordinates of its alignment on their opposite side of the ship, causing each beam of light to always be aligned with the one received. This technique transfers the image from one side to another dynamically, regardless of the position of the spacecraft with respect to an observer. With this technology, Your common or infrared video cameras cannot record traces of a spaceship. We can also simultaneously create a field on the surface of the ship that absorbs and neutralizes your radar frequencies, preventing them from returning by reflection.